I had a big business going on. I was in a natural foods distributor, and I had this business. It was very successful all over the world. And then I got hit with the recession that happened back, you know, 13 years ago. And that business went away. And, you know, for a few years, it was kind of tough. And I'm thinking, wow.
You're listening to the Unstoppable Business Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Lee. All right, so today we have with us Glenn Ackerman. He's a healer, energy coach, and thought leader. He's a creator and developer of Energy Awareness Training, a brand new breakthrough method that can create rapid change in people where every other method has failed. And he's been certified and taught multiple disciplines in the personal development field for over 20 years. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Great to be here.
Absolutely. So Glenn, at the very beginning of your journey, like when it all started, where were you at?
It's interesting you say that. This all, my whole work came out of necessity for me, because I had a background, I grew up in a tumultuous household where there was a lot of love, but there was a lot of anxiety and stress and argument and fighting and what I call low vibration energy. And I couldn't wait to get out. I left home when I was 17 and thought, well, I'll just go out and make my way. But even though I left that anxiety and stress behind, it didn't leave me. And I found out that it was continuing in me as I went into college and into my career. So this whole thing started with the way I was feeling. And outside, as you can see, I come across, you know, pretty dynamic, pretty strong, but inside I had these feelings and these emotions, and I didn't even know what to call them, but it was like there was an enemy inside me that was trying to convince me, you know, I wasn't going to succeed, I'm not worthy, the girl doesn't like me, all this kind of negativity. I'm going, wow, you know, what is this, you know, and everybody else seems to look so normal. Am I the only guy with this negativity in his head and these recurring patterns that would take place? So I went along, and what I noticed is that, you know, there was a part of me that of course wanted to be successful and wanted to be happy, but it seemed like there was another part of me that tried to prevent that tried to sabotage happiness or self-confidence or relationships. So that led me into wanting to try to fix this, whatever was happening. So I got into the personal development field and for over two decades, and took every class and seminar under the sun, and became an instructor and a teacher in many of them also, trying to, you know, for lack of a better word, fix myself, kind of deal with the stuff that was going on inside me. And so like you know, read hundreds of books, went to seminars, positive thinking, you know, sweat lodges. I mean, you name it, you know, walking on fire, all the stuff that people do. And while I had a great time doing it, it didn't solve the fundamental thing that I was dealing with until I discovered the world of energy. And what I recognized was that the challenges that I face, and I found out that everybody else faces, in wanting to change things about themselves, one of the reasons why people aren't successful at it is because they don't recognize that there are hidden energies that are affecting us that operate below our ability to recognize them. And these energies hack into our thoughts, into our emotions, into our feelings, and they have an agenda. So I'll tell you a little bit about this more as we expand the conversation, but When I, after going through years and years of personal development stuff, and by the way, the success rate in personal development courses, books, trainings, et cetera, has a 3% success rate, Brian. 3%. That means 97% of the people who are do one thing have to do something else because they didn't get the results they wanted. And I was one of them. So I wasn't able to get the results until I discovered the fascinating world of energy, and that there's this complete, this another world below everything that we're experiencing that drives what we see from a non-physical place. And it was in doing and understanding and learning and through the teachers I had and through the journeys I was on that I was able to completely heal and dissolve all the baggage and the negative thinking and the stuff that I know now is energy, able to completely dissolve it and live in a life of peace and happiness and joy and abundance. And now I teach other people how to do the same thing.
Wow, that's a crazy, crazy journey, man. Awesome. So when you first started out, you know, you were attending these conferences for a long period of time, right?
Yes.
What do you think was the biggest challenge that you faced while you were attending all those conferences and trying to, you know, fix yourself, for lack of a better word?
Wondering if this is going to be the one. You know, having been to so many different things and hearing people promise the moon, oh yeah, this is gonna, you know, you're gonna be empowered, you know, you're gonna fix your life, you're gonna transform, and all these things, and it never did. You got this initial rush when you were at the seminar or when you read the book or whatever, but then you got back home, and then things just fell into the same pattern. It wasn't the thing about it is that everybody wants to change. Everybody wants to have a better life. Everybody wants to go to the next level. And yet we all admit it's so dang hard to be able to do that, to be able to change. Even people who just set New Year's resolutions, we're only in the February end of this month, and the 95% of the people who set New Year's resolutions last year are already broken, and it's already not happening. Why? Because there's a part in us that wants to get better, to learn, to go to the next level, to evolve. But there's also another part of us that doesn't want to do that, that tries to block our forward movement, that tries to sabotage us or pull us away. And these are how the energetic laws work. So I could go into that if you're interested, but there's a whole hidden realm of reality that's taking place in all human beings, and we don't even know it. But when you learn what energy is, how it works, and specifically how it works inside you, you can absolutely dynamically change your life. And I'm living proof, you know, after, you know, 2 decades, 20 years of trying to, you know, heal and get rid of my baggage and move to the life that I knew was available. I just didn't know how to get there. And now I do. And now I can teach other people how to be able to get there also.
I see. And Glenn, what inspired you to start, you know, helping other people?
Well, I wanted help. That was the thing, is I was looking for help. And you know, when you're hurting, you really have compassion for people. And, you know, those of you who can relate to what I'm talking about the, you know, walking around with these anxious feelings or these negative thoughts or these memories of things that have hurt you. And man, it's like carrying around a 50-pound ball and chain. And I think the greatest thing that you can do once you're able to help yourself overcome a big challenge is to help somebody else do the same thing. And that's what I do, because that's a part of what I do in the energies that I teach called high vibration energy. Part of that energy is being able to be of service, to be able to share, to be able to be kind, and to help your brother and your sister. So that's what I'm about.
And how did you come across your method? Like, how did you sort of build up this new method, this new breakthrough method that you have?
Well, what was interesting is that in my journey of all the different things I studied, you know, there were parts of this thing that worked and parts of it didn't, parts of this thing that worked and didn't work. So on this journey, I accumulated a lot of insight and a lot of knowledge of how to work and how these different things work. And they all kind of came together at one time in my life, you know, when I was going, I'm learning this, but I'm learning that, and I'm here and I'm there. And I did a lot of different professions too. You know, I was a musician for a while. I was a composer here in Hollywood. And then I became a teacher and a speaker and a trainer. And then I went into energy healing and started doing that. And they were all good things. And I started learning neuro-linguistic programming. Those of you know that, I became a trainer in that. And then I started learning energy healing and like that. And these were all good things that made contributions. But on their own, they didn't get, they didn't have by themselves the ability to get the results that I was looking for. So as a combination of this and being able to tap into higher levels of consciousness in to access other dimensions, I learned it and it's kind of downloaded to me of how these energies work. And when you recognize that, as I mentioned, there's a whole nother world below the one that we're below or above the one that we're experiencing. And in my work, I identify, according to science, that we only really access 2 to 3 dimensions. We're in a 3-dimensional world. But science says there's 10 or 12 dimensional realities. And wow, that means there's 80% of stuff that's going on that we're not aware of yet. And we can see the results. Because whenever, you know, we do something that we regret, at the end of it, whether it's a relationship or a business or a decision to do something, at the end of it, when it doesn't work out, you go, oh, if only I had known then what I know now, I wouldn't have done that thing, right? Or you say, oh, I knew it, I knew I should, but I didn't listen. And what that is that there are higher dimensions, there was higher intelligence trying to contact you that was available for you to learn, but most of us are just stuck in operating this 3-level dimension. So it's like in school. In school, we all learn about the linear world. We all learn 2 + 2 = 4. You go to school, and then you go to college, and then you get a job, and then you get married, and you do all these. There's a linear way of looking at the world. But at least 50% of the things that we're dealing with in this life is nonlinear. You know, feelings, emotions, relationships. You know, how many times do we think, well, on paper, you know, this thing's supposed to look good, but it's not that way. So there's a whole realm of nonlinear reality that everybody has to deal with. And we were never trained on what that reality is, how that reality works, and for us to be able to protect ourselves and not step into the many booby traps that there are in life here. And that's what my work is about, being able to reveal the hidden worlds, the hidden energetic worlds to people so they can use that to heal themselves, to overcome their challenges, and to move to their full, what I call their full potential self, total fulfillment here on this planet.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Glenn. So, you know, it sounds like you have a very deep passion about this field, like really like it's like your life work. And, you know, on the podcast, we love to talk about people who created businesses out of their passions, what they love to do. So how were you able to make a living from what you love to do, like helping other people?
You know, that's so interesting. I'd have to say if it was one line, I say because I tapped into this energy. Because when you become aware of higher dimensions and you're working in a multidimensional reality, things start to happen that you hadn't planned on, or that in other words, what I just described, as you become more energetically aware, you start being able to navigate into this nonlinear energetic world. So. I had just come out of I had a big business going on. I was in a natural foods distributor, and I had this business. It was very successful all over the world. And then I got hit with the recession that happened back, you know, 13 years ago. And that business went away. And, you know, for a few years, it was kind of tough. And I'm thinking, wow, why did the business go? It was doing so well. And I went on a journey where I had a lot of time, so I was able to develop energy awareness training and to do research and to try the different methods that worked. And then I soon recognized that, oh, everything happens for a reason. So that business went away so that I could learn and develop energy awareness training. And then I started helping people. I do a lot of work with the recovery community, with the 12-step people who are in recovering from anything from alcoholism to drugs to overeating to gambling to sex, all the things. I work with them, and I started helping these people and doing regular workshops, just, you know, for donations, just to help people. That was my intention. And then one thing led to another. And then some people say, hey, could you coach me privately? Could we do some healing work on the side? I said, sure. So the thing just kind of took on a life of its own. And then I have an office here in West Hollywood where I was doing my teaching healing work. And then I started attracting people, heard about me in the celebrity community and the acting and the film and the music community. And all of a sudden I started getting, you know, celebrity clients who were telling people about me and in all different walks of that industry. And then influencers started hearing about me. And one in particular heard about me and he had a big influence online company and promoted me and included me in all the things that he was doing. And that brought me a worldwide exposure. And I found out that this particular guy had, you know, he was a mentor to, you know, tens of thousands of people. And those people said, wow, if you're teaching that guy, I want to study with you.
Right. Yeah.
So that's how this thing, it just kind of took off on a life of its own. I'm still, you know, I'm still getting the hang of the whole online, you know, business media thing. But so far, it's just kind of taken a life of its own. And that's what happens when you're connected to this energy, which I call high vibrational energy. Things just start to open up. Things just start to happen. And that's, I believe, the way we're all meant to be. We're meant to live in this wonderful world of possibility and magic and life being a new adventure every day. And if you can dump all the junk, the issues, or the, you know, the pain that we carry around, then a brilliant and wonderful life awaits you.
That's amazing. Yeah. So it seemed like you helped yourself first and then you started to help other people. How did it look like after you were helping your first few clients? Like, what kind of results did they experience?
Wow. I had people who were for years doing recovery meetings, or if they were in that community, and they're saying, you know, I've been trying to deal with this negative thought pattern for years. These thoughts inside me to say I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve it. And working with you, they're gone. They're completely gone. Or I have people who were abused and victimized as kids growing up, and who carry that with them, you know, every day, that pain, that reminder of what had happened to them. And that energy now, completely gone. And people who were on the personal development merry-go-round, including very well-known celebrities in the information and the teaching world here. I don't divulge the names of my students unless they want me to, but they started promoting me and they started getting results. So I feel more like the channel. I feel more like the channel for this work rather than than the creator. It just inexplainably just, that's how it worked. Okay, got it. Just kind of came together like one big jigsaw puzzle. And now I have students who are medical doctors and researchers and psychologists who are, you know, they have all the medical knowledge in the world, but they're fascinated with how the energetic worlds work. And when people study with me, whether it's, you know, one-on-one or they take the classes, it's not long before the big aha comes. And it's like being able to peer into a brand new world that you weren't aware of, but you could see was with you your whole life.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing, man. And how does this process look like?
Let me give you a glimpse of this. So we all heard in science class that Albert Einstein said, everything's energy. Okay, I heard that, you heard that. What does that mean? We didn't really know about that until Nikola Tesla, the scientist, not the car maker, the scientist said that if you really want to understand how life works, that you'll start to see things in view in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So he was one of the first people that said, oh, everything's an energy, and it has a frequency, and it has a vibration to it. Okay, so as I develop my work, I teach along with him that all energy has a power, a purpose, a frequency, a direction, and it gives off information. So that's true with people. People are energies. Companies are energies. Places are energies. Activities. Everything that we're dealing with every day is an energy. And they're all giving you off information. So one of the skills that I use with a lot of my high-powered business students is they want to know, you know, they're interested in energy for business reasons. Wouldn't it be good if you knew the energy of a new employee? Because again, energy leaves clues. It'll tell you what direction it's going, and a lot of energies are hidden. So that's why, you know, you might hire somebody and they seem like a good fit at the time, and then a couple of weeks later they're not a fit at all. Or you date someone and they're attractive and they seem to have everything you want, but down the line you reckon, wow, the reality is different than what you thought it was. Well, if you're energetically aware and you're able to read hidden energies and you know how to move energy, then you'll be able to see things. You know, everybody, you know, new people I meet or new activities or new whatever they are, I read the energy first, because the energy never lies. You know, people will lie or things can be deceiving, but when you can read the energy of, you know, like when you know which way the wind's blowing, and then you can decide, I want to be involved with that, or I don't want to be involved with that, right? Or I think that's going to work out, or I don't think that's going to work out. So this is the breakthrough discovery of what I'm so excited about, because all of us make mistakes in this world. You know, we all suffer and we all experience pain because we made the wrong decision or we went the wrong direction. But that's part of life. But you only have to do that once. You don't have to keep doing it over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, I made some mistakes 10, 12 times, just right, hoping that they were going to get better. And what I learned is if you want change, nothing changes until energy moves. So rather than trying to think positive or hope for the best, or no, if whatever your challenge is, underneath it is run by energy. If you can recognize the energy and you can read it and you know where it's going, then you can see whether it's energy that's for you, going to build you up, empower you, take you where you want to go, or whether it's energy that's going to block you, that's going to sabotage you. So we have energies inside us. Again, one of them wants to pull us up. I call it high vibration energy, or high frequency is what Tesla called it. The energies that want you to be more and do more and have more and live a great life. And there's other energies that want to block that, that want to prevent you from going forward, that want to prevent you from going to the next level. So they sabotage us in our thoughts or in our emotions or in our behaviors. So this is why I call it energy awareness training, to train you to be aware of the life that you're leading right now, because you have an operating system. You know, just like Macs have a certain operating system and Windows have a certain operating system, all of us have our own unique energetic blueprint or our operating system, and it's tuned a certain way. And if you like what's happening in your life, great, that tuning is working. But if you don't like what's happening, and whether it's behaviors or patterns or situations with career, money, health, etc., if you've got a recurring issue that you don't like and you haven't been able to fix it, it's because you're tuned to the wrong frequency. You're tuned to a low vibration frequency. So part of the training is being able to retool and retrain your energy so that you're in full alignment with going up instead of half of you going up and the other half going down.
Didn't have time to take notes? Well, get your free cheat sheet for this episode at unstoppablebusiness.com/podcast.